K4WFU, W4DJW. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing? I'd like you to tell me if I'm getting into the receiver. Okay.
Well, I had my volume kind of low. I just turned it up while you were talking. I do hear a lot of white noise in there. Let me look again and see what the scale is on the repeater when you're keyed up. And give me a couple of seconds of dead air, just with the mic keyed. See what it sounds like.
Okay.
Okay, you are full scale, so you're bringing it up. You're hitting it solid, but there is white noise in there. There's background white noise, but I can understand you completely. You're 100% copyable.
Okay, let me cut the TV down. Still okay there?
Yeah, it's still okay. What's your location and how much power? What kind of antenna you got? Okay, there were some waves in there that blanked you out a little bit, so that changed a little bit. There was some, the white noise peaked above you a couple of times. Try that once more.
Yeah, I'm in Simpsonville on a HT.
Well, that's not bad at all. From Simpsonville on HT, are you inside or outside?
No, I'm inside.
Well, that's really good. Are you on the first floor or second floor?
Recliner on the first floor.
Okay, well, you're pretty close to being in a Faraday cage and making it up to Caesar's Head on the handheld. So, yeah, it's doing good. It's doing really, really good, all things considered.
I was wondering if I bought a 2-meter antenna and put it on a cookie sheet and set it on the counter, would that make any difference?
It will. Every little bit helps. I do that. I've got a soldering station that's a big metal, chunk of metal. And I set a mag mount 2-meter 70-centimeter antenna on top of that for testing rigs. And, you know, so, or sometimes I switch it over to the outside antenna. But, yeah, it helps. Every little bit that you do to get more antenna, the better. Those little rubber ducks, I've heard a lot of people refer to them as a dummy load. And I have been transmitting into a dummy load before and checked into the South Carolina single sideband net off of a dummy load. So they radiate too. Not as good as an antenna, though.
Comment, KN4BWA.
Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to, I didn't copy the call sign on this young man in Simpsonville, but I just wanted to let him know that my little cheap Baofeng 5-watt, I'm using an adapter going to a PL259 over to a cheap tram antenna, mag mount, and I got that mag mounted to a cookie sheet, and I get in great from Inman.
Yeah, I know. There's no place here around here, Greenville, Simpsonville, that you can buy any ham radio gear anymore, is there?
I was trying to think that one through. Let's see. If I were to want to buy ham radio equipment, Hammond's Electronics, depending on what kind you want to buy, I don't think they'd have any 2-meter antennas, but they have, like, capacitors, resistors. There's a place over in Spartanburg. What's that place in Spartanburg, Steve?
Well, Hammond used to be over off of Lowndes Hill Road, and they're gone now. They're back down in Columbia, and there used to be Dixie Electronics, but they're back down in Columbia now with one location. The place in Spartanburg that I believe you're thinking of is Harley's Electronics. And I've been over there multiple times, and they're going to have individual electronic components, but they don't, you know, they'll order you any kind of antenna that you want to get. And I tell you what, you can do just as well ordering it from out of Atlanta, from HRO or DX Engineering or any of the big outlets.
Question here. I've got several 11-meter antennas. Could I cut one of those down and check it with a antenna analyzer and use it?
Go ahead, Steve. Pick that up. My dog's asking me to feed her supper, so I'll be right back in a few minutes. But yeah, you can, anything that'll radiate on the frequency. If you got a frequency analyzer and you can validate that it's resonant at a 2-meter frequency you want to transmit on? Absolutely. It's a chunk of metal. Go ahead, Steve. Elaborate. W4DJW. I'll be back in a second.
Well, is it a solid stick with no loads?
No, the one I'm thinking about I got out of my shop wrapped up is a Mag Mount Hustler CB antenna.
Okay, does it have a load in it?
Yeah, at the bottom where the whip goes into it, I think, you know, there's a coil down there at the bottom, you know, right near the Mag Mount.
I wouldn't do it without an antenna analyzer, and I got a rig expert, Zoom 55, and then I've got a small 2 meter 440 analyzer. I wouldn't put it on my radio until I really checked it out real good for SWR, for the frequencies you want. And I check the entire band all the way through. You never know when it's going to jump, say at 145 to 145.5, it'll be fine, and then it might jump at 146 and up. So, check it through the entire band. I've never done that, but I'm sure it can be done. If it was a single stick, you know, just like a steel whip, I know you could do it. But I've never done it with an antenna with a load.
Yeah, now I get my analyzer won't go to 2 meters, so I'm probably better off trying to find the one somewhere.
Well, I tell you what, when I said that I was using a cookie sheet with a real cheap tram antenna, that antenna is a 2 meter 440 tram from off of Amazon, and I didn't give a $29.95 for it delivered.
Still got to check the SWR with it.
They say no, and when mine came in, it was just fine. I checked it, and, you know, it was on the money. It's a good antenna as far as the SWR. No, I didn't check mine, but I did get signal reports and checked it out that way after I had checked it with my SWR meter, and it was fine. I didn't have to do anything to it.
Is an SWR meter, an SWR meter, an SWR meter, no matter what band you're using it on?
Now you can get SWR systems that will check from 440 all the way up through 80 meter. But unless it states that it is good for those frequencies, it won't work. It's got to be set up and calibrated for the frequencies that you're checking. Now, see, just like my Zoom 55, I cannot do 2 meter and 440 with it. So I bought this little old cheap thing off of Amazon, and it just works great. And it'll do all the 440 and 2 meter, you know, the 70 centimeter and 2 meter, and it just works beautifully. And it was, I think I gave $39.95 for it, so they're not expensive either. But now the rig expert is expensive. It'll check everything from, I believe, 6 meter out through 80, out through, no, it'll check through 160.
Got first 35 Zoom, and I bought it specifically to find the best piece of metal on my roof as far as what I did was I took a 11-meter radio and put an antenna on the roof and moved it around to find the best spot for the ground, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely know exactly what you're talking about. You're getting your best ground plane. Yeah, that's the way to do it. But as far as a really, really, really dirt cheap way to do a 2 meter 440 and not have to go up on the roof or do anything else. Oh, wait a minute. I'm just catching something. Now, is your roof metal?
No, I use the 35 Zoom to find the spot on the metal roof of my vehicle. No,
okay. Well, I tell you what, one of those little old cheap tram antennas, put it on a cookie sheet and it just works just great. And You don't have to spend another dime. I think you'd be into it for, what is a cookie sheet now? As long as you get a good ferrous metal cookie sheet, I think they'll run, what, $8 or $9? And that tram antenna for $29.95, you'd be up and you'd be able to hit the repeater just, I mean, like I'm hitting it right now.
Yeah, the cookie sheet be free. Got my wife's kitchen, K4WFU.
K4WA, well, no, it ain't free when she finds out you're using it for that. When you put it, she puts a knot on your head.
For no more knots, you know what I mean?
Hey, I tell you what, one of the elderly ladies at church come up to me at church Sunday and says, oh, now, how are you doing? I said, I looked at her with this kind of a dumb look on my face, and I said, you know, I think I'm doing okay. I don't have any new dents in my head.
Thank you. I guess about 20 years ago, I had a nice Gentech radio, an 80-meter loop outside, tri-beam, 2-meter, 440, 7, whatever, and power and all that. I don't move a bit, so you can go down. I've got nothing now, but it ain't.
Time to reinvest. And there's some good stuff out there. Have you been checking into our net on every night?
I don't know a Yazoo 123 from 345. Hey, it's no big deal. I ain't gonna reinvest all that stuff.
Well, good enough, Dave. Are you back in there yet?
Yes, I'm back. W4DJW. Appreciate you picking that up, Steve. I was when she gets hungry, she gets hungry. She doesn't have a whole lot of patience.
Yep. Listen, he and I were talking about adjusting a CB antenna that has a base load. I've never done anything with a coil on the base of a CB antenna to change it around. I have actually changed a whip antenna one time. It was just a stainless steel whip, and used it and shortened it and got the SWR right, and it worked great. But I've never done it with one of those coils. Do you think you'd be done with that, with a coil?
It's going from 11 meters to 2 meters is highly improbable, right? It probably won't work unless it's like some weird third or fourth order harmonic or something like that. But, yeah, I wouldn't think it would. Like you said, if it was a... just a 102-inch whip, yeah, you could do that. You'd have to take a lot off of it, but you could do it. Another thing is, I don't know if you've got any 300-ohm twin lead, but if you Google twin lead 2-meter antenna, you can make a J-pole out of just a length of 300-ohm twin lead just by cutting a little notch out of one of the sides of the twin lead. And then you connect the center wire to the long piece, and you connect the ground to the other, or backward, the other way around. You connect the center wire to that transmit, and then the other side to the long. You can turn that into, in fact, they sell them at Hamfest rolled up. You curl it up, and you stick it in your shirt pocket, and it's a 2-meter antenna. And it's a really good one. I've got one in the attic that I use. I transmitted 50 watts into it plenty of times. It worked just great. And it's all it is twin lead, 300 ohm twin lead, the stuff that you use to get up to the TV antenna.
Well, I just, somebody will have a antenna later, I'll buy one. That's my best one. I'm going to do just a cookie sheet deal whenever I buy one.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. I just go like Ham Radio Deluxe and get a diamond 2-meter antenna. And they last for years and years and years. They work really good. I use the mag mounts all the time, and it'll last for a long time. I wouldn't get it too near any people if you're going to be transmitting a lot of power, but it doesn't sound like you're going to need to if you're making it really good on that rubber duck with 5 watts from bottom floor inside.
Well, I'm not sure it's 5 watts. Got batteries double-A batteries. Yeah, where did you say to order that from?
Ham Radio Deluxe in Atlanta, Georgia. Ham Radio Deluxe, HRD, Ham Radio. You can just Google Ham Radio Deluxe. And they've got stores all over the United States. It really doesn't matter which store it comes from. They get it to you pretty quick. You browse what you want, and it will come from the store that has it in stock. And it doesn't there's not much difference in time that it takes to get to you based on the store that it comes from.
KF4YKX.
Hey, Dave, that's HRO, Ham Radio Outlet, and it'll...
Oops, yeah, I was thinking of the software. Thank you for that correction. And there's another station in there. Go ahead.
This is Gary in Easley, KF4YKX. I was wondering if I could talk with you after you get through about remote control airplanes.
Hey, Gary. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem whatsoever. I'll be here. I'm just writing some software, so I'm not going anywhere.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and bail out on you. That was my wife that just called. I'm down in my man cave, and she just called and said, supper's ready. Y'all have a good evening, and I hope you get that antenna thing worked out, friend. KN4VWA, y'all carry on.
Catch you later, Steve. Yeah, I smell supper cooking downstairs. It's making me hungry, but I got about 10 minutes to go.
Y'all's help there. One thing I do know a great deal about is remote control airplanes. I've built many of them from 3 feet wingspan to 10 feet.
Do you ever fly at Western Carolina Radio Club before they moved, or even after they moved? They're down there where you are.
I've flown there. I've flown out of Triple Tree, out of Blue Ridge, out of Piedmont.
Okay, well, we probably met then plenty of times because I've flown at all those places too, starting in 1964 all the way up to present day. So we probably crossed paths many times before.
I know a fellow named Steve Bollinger.
Yeah, over there in Wellington Green, had a shop in his backyard. Been over to his house many a times, dead at night, getting him up to get a bottle of CA or something like that, Monaco or something, so I could fly the next day. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just live about down the street.
Okay, I remember him telling me somebody lived over there near him that flew as well. Haven't been over there in years, though. Does he still have that shop going?
Call me on the phone, okay?
Okay, all right. Anyway, anything else? I think Gary's waiting on us.
Yeah, there. Y'all carry on there. I'm just
all right, good luck with the antenna. And Google Twin Lead 300-ohm 2-meter antenna and see what you come up with. They're kind of fun to play with. It doesn't cost much at all to experiment. Go ahead, Gary, W4DJW.
JW, KF4YKX. I have a grandson who has become interested in doing remote control airplane stuff, and we have been playing with a few things out at the farm, but I think we need a much longer runway and a much more open area than I have out at the farm to fly. We've had one end up in the tree.
It is time. That's a good indicator. Over in Easley, you can go over to Hobby Connection in Easley and get the location for Fire Tower, or you can just Google it. Fire Tower is near you. That's a club. And there's three clubs over there in Easley. Easley, Pickens, Anderson, all along the west side of Greenville. There's three different clubs that are really good clubs. That you could take him to whichever one would be closer. But I go by David's shop over there, Hobby Connection, on 123 in Easley, and he can give you the locations, telephone numbers, contacts of people that are in those clubs if you want.
We've actually driven to the Fire Tower field and walked it. It was locked, but we walked it just to see what it looked like. And there's another one called Black Sheep that is not far away. It's fairly close. And then there's another one that they mentioned over towards Spartanburg. But it sounds like they're kind of your ham radio club. You have to kind of become part of it, so I was going to call the numbers that I had found on both of those and kind of find out what the regulations are and stuff. But no, he is fascinated with and does a lot of simulation type stuff, but we've only had a couple of flights out at the farm, and the problem is the wind condition sometimes makes it a little bit hard, and we had one end up in a tree, and then the storm brought it down, and we've been able to repair it, and we're doing fine. But he is more and more interested in it, and actually interested in the amateur radio as well, but he's got two types of learning disorders that kind of play into it, and he's about 10 years old, but we're going to move forward.
Well, that is really encouraging. That's good to hear. And the one near Spartanburg, there's several near Spartanburg on the way over. So they're like amateur radio clubs, except there's a lot more of them. The largest one in the upstate is Western Carolina Radio Club, and they just had to move over to down there where the soccer field is, south of Greenville, the Metza or something like that soccer field. Anyway, you can Google WCRC. They're the largest and would have probably the most resources. But then the other one, all of the other ones, I mean, the one in the fire tower is pretty big. There's one, the Campobello Flyers is probably third in size. And then the one Steve and I fly at is between you and Campobello, which is Foothills Flyers. Not a very big club yet, about half the size of the other clubs. But that's kind of a good thing, because when we go out to fly, there's nobody in our way. We can fly all we want. The crowded clubs, you kind of have to go out there and sit and wait a while to fly sometimes when it's really crowded, because especially when you're learning, you don't want to fly with the skies full of airplanes, because it's easy to, you know, cross paths with another airplane and pick up on the wrong plane and fly the other plane and lose yours. So, but if you wanted to bring them over to Foothills or something like that, wouldn't be, I mean, you're perfectly welcome to do that, but if he really likes it, it's probably going to be something you're going to want to do a lot. So probably going to look for the one closest to home.
Gotcha. There was a friend of mine who is an amateur radio operator. I haven't talked to him in a long while. By the name of, I think, Richard Schlaubach, and he was up in North Carolina, but he and I both played hammer dulcimer, and he was also an amateur radio operator, and he did a lot of his own building of the airplanes as well. So I'm just looking for people who are interested in helping young people get involved, just like the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society has been so helpful to so many young people.
Well, yeah, there's young people that are learning over at all of the clubs. You're going to find that's everywhere, all of them. And we'd be perfectly willing to help out with him over at Foothills Flyers, but that's kind of like a long drive for you. So you can find just as good quality at a club that's a whole lot closer to you. The Slabas, I know them, the dad and the son, the David Slabas, is the one that turned out to be really good. He got into some heavy competition. His dad did too. His dad was a Phantom pilot, and one of the few Phantom pilots that ever had a flameout and landed without crashing on a flameout on a Phantom. Those things are extremely heavy. He was fortunate enough to be right over the runway, and he just put the nose straight down, built up as much speed as he could, flared. He had one shot at it, flared before he hit the runway and landed. But anyway, they were both really good, but David was a whole lot better than his dad. and he went on to win a lot of competition. I don't know if that's the same Slabaugh, but it's probably the same. I don't hear that many Slabaughs out there. So when you said that name, that got my attention.
I think his dad and I actually met more from he was fascinated with hammer dulcimers and with also concertinas. so in the music arena, and when I began to spend time with him, I realized he built the remote control airplanes, and he was just a fascinating guy. And he worked for NCNB in downtown Greenville, and I think when NCNB kind of moved in another direction, he was still part of that, but I think he kind of went more north. His wife was also very interested in horses.
Yeah, it's the same one. The Phantom that he was flying was full scale, you know, military. I think he retired from the military before he became a banker. But I knew him. He flew over, him and David both, when David was really young. He would hang out with my son over at the Blue Ridge Club before it moved down south of Michelin. It had to move because they sold the land on Lake Robinson. But when Blue Ridge was up at Lake Robinson, we used to fly up there, and his son and my son would fly together and had a good time. So, yeah, I spent many a weekends with the Slabaws, many a weekends.
I have not talked with him in a number of years, so it's probably been about 15 years. And I actually have a Yaesu 8, I want to say an 890, that was a 160 through 10-meter rig that I bought from him when he was not as interested in an amateur radio, and I actually found him at the Shelby Ham Fest because I heard him playing his English or his Anglo concertina, and I could hear it from across the park there.
Wow, that's a small world. that's pretty cool. If there's anything we can do to help, you know, over at Foothills, let us know. We'll help out more than willing. But you got a lot, just like with amateur radio, you got a lot of really good resources, more in model aviation than you have in amateur radio. I thought it was the other way around my whole life growing up, but when I got into amateur radio, I found out no, amateur or model aviation is a lot bigger, a lot more resources. But you know, anything we can do to help, I would be more than willing to do so. But I think it's about time for me to go eat supper. I smell it down there, and she said to come down at 7.
My wife is hailing us as well. What is your email address?
It's good on QRZ if you just want to look it up there. But if not, it's all one word, DaveWatson, DaveWatson@charter.net, all one word.
I may email you and get more information about the aviation clubs because I think Eugene is really, really fascinated with it.
Sounds good. That's always good to get the younger guys in there. I mean, they're the ones that are going to carry it forward, right? I try to encourage them with ham radio as well. They're the next generation. We've got to make sure that they get interested and they get skills built in that area. And once they get the skills, once they start building the skills, then mission accomplished.
Okay, and I'm fascinated that you knew the Schlaubox too. Anyway, good to talk with you and get down to supper, David. Enjoyed it. KF4YKX. You have a good evening.
You too, Gary. Good to hear from you. KF4YKX, W4DJW Clear.
4HXB for radio check.
K4HXB, go ahead. You sound, I hear you good. There's a little white noise in there, but you sound good.
Roger. Ham shack back up going, and my foot pedal had, and it just all of a sudden started working.
I've heard that call sign before. Have you been into amateur radio and then got out for a little while and getting back in? But that call sign sounds familiar. Okay, you're getting off your X a little bit, so it's harder to hear you again. Try that once more. Oh, maybe your battery's dying. Not hearing anything now. W4DJW.
What about now? I had the power turned down real low.
Okay, you're getting in now. Is that the same KK4HXB that was in here many years ago?
Hey, this is Earl over here in Travis Red.
All right, Earl. You took a break from ham radio? You back now?
back. Yeah, I've been moving ham shack, and antennas are down, and I'm getting her back up running.
Well, good to hear you. It's, everybody takes a sabbatical away from ham radio. I've done it with ham radio and airplanes both. I think you used to fly planes too, didn't you?
I still do when I get a chance.
Well, that's cool. It's good to hear you back in there. Your radio is working, and working better now that you turned the power up a little bit. But I got supper calling me down there, and the more I smell it, the hungrier I get.
KK4HXB, I'll be on the side.
Take care, Earl. W4DJW clear.
Sign off as well. Be monitored. K4WFU.
KB4CBA mobile.